build those fences out of rail here, then take a rail when you get up about so high, take a rail and cross it, dig a hole with a spade, little hole, and stick it in that and set it up again these rails, and another one, and that way, and then cross the rail, make it right smart high, mm-hmm. round the lots.
Did you say you had a rock fence? Did you ever have
rock? No, we never had a rock.
You don't have enough stone around it.
No, there's no rock too much around here.
And how about the wire? when did that come in?
Well, I remember one fence my daddy built. That place down there was 160 rods long, and he built it about made two stretches of it. It is about 100. I expect pretty near 120 rods, the two. And some fella had patented this, and they had a. Just put a smooth wire, straight wire, number 9 wire. That's where I got my number 9. Mm-hmm. Number 9 wire, and bore a hole in the post. Put up. You bought these irons. They were fastened to fit in this hole. I remember you got a 2-inch. Two-inch auger, big auger with a long, with a handle about so long, and bore a hole in a big post that these screws, they were big bolt-like, and they had some holes in them, and you could had a flat place at you and a wrench to turn them, to tighten it.
I see.
You could tighten that fence any time you wanted to, you know. And they were not fastened to the, they were fastened to the post, but they were in the line, but didn't wasn't fastened. They claimed that fastened was what wore them out. But you'd put your, when you got this wire all run through these holes, or they'd fasten to this bolt, and it had, it is one screw in it. You'd put that handle, it had a long handle, about that long, that you could turn that thing and tie, and it would hold the wire, you know, and they'd wrap it around it. And then you'd take a little wire and wire, you wouldn't have to put the post 30, 40 feet apart. They're in the line. And you could tighten them down here, but it wasn't long till rust, the wire would break.
When did you get